Our strategy is simple. 50% drinking, 50% knowing. This is the perfect pour.
What do we know? I don't know what we know. What do we know?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Well, knowing is half the battle.
Hey, this is the perfect pour.
It is.
It is a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we will talk about beer releases to look out for.
Yes.
Talk about what we've been drinking this past week.
Yes.
What we're caught drinking, maybe.
Whoa.
Some listeners, I am imagining listeners are going to call us. We're going to hear the voices of the listener of the Perfect Pour. And we're going to talk about some beer culture. But mostly, we're just going to drink.
Okay.
Drinking is number one. Number one. Drink as many good beers as we can before our podcast shift is over.
Let's get busy.
We're getting busy already. We're going to have fun sound clips. They're fun. This is a beer. Whoa. Donated to the show by our Colorado Rips, Colin and Janine.
Whoa.
It's, you know, may not be the style you're into, but hey, it's Colorado beer, bro. And it's donated.
It's donated.
Don't look at it, Nick.
Did it Uber here? I'm guessing it's hazy.
No. What's the other flavor you don't like in beer?
Banana. It's a hef. Hef you, mother heifer.
Ooh. Oh.
Dang.
Oh, dang. It's got the banana.
I've had varnish smell better than this.
I think it's like a banana peel. Sucking on banana peel.
I'm going to pull a mat and I'm going to not drink this beer.
Whoa. He is refusing. Did you hear that, Colin and Janine?
Man.
Nick is refusing.
You know, you walk up to the the little vending machines right in the inside. Walking into a little restaurant or something, they have those little vending machines and they have the one with the candy that's shaped like fruit and that has the little bananas in there. It's exactly what it tastes like.
Whoa.
Banana candy.
Dang, dude. Nicely done. Yeah. I tasted that. I'm good.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad. It's just
the aroma is.
It reminds me of all the things that hefs do. Oh, Nick is trying it.
I can't not try it. But man, am I regretting that. Oh, this is my pineapple.
I'm glad we have this. I'm glad we have this just to mess with Nick. If anything else.
Wow. I've never had one that strong, though. Usually it's a hint of, you know, it. As we've said before, just because it says it on the beer doesn't mean it actually tastes like that flavor. This actually tastes like banana. Like,
what was this called again? Did we even say that? What brewery? What's it called?
Butcher Knife. Bavarian Hefeweizen beer. Direct from Yampa Valley.
Yampa Valley Brewing?
No. Oh. Butcher Knife is the brewing.
Oh, Butcher Knife is brewing.
Butcher Knife Brewing Company, Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
There you go.
Neither have never heard of either of
these. If you want your hefs, you like your hefs with the banana.
Oh,
you
guys,
know where to go.
Guys, it's made in the USA, so don't.
All right, yes. American beer right there.
I don't think I've ever seen that on a craft beer before. Product of the USA.
USA product.
Or do they all say that and I've just never paid attention?
Never paid attention. Unpatriotic, dude. It's not cool.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful and unpatriotic. And during the tailgate, we had a duplicate. I think we had it last week on the show. Due South oaked category 5 IPA from Due South. IPA aged on oak. And then we had our friends. We're getting through some Libertine lately. The Swizzle Stick.
Swizzle Stick.
Tony Bags. One of Tony Bags' all-time favorites right there.
That's a banana beer. Sorry.
Getting that Swizzle Stick.
Wrong glass.
Wash it down.
Gotta wash it down. So, Corsair. What is Corsair rum? I've never heard of Corsair rum. I'm not a rum drinker.
I'm not either, man. Well,
that's, the barrel they used on the Swizzle Stick.
So, yeah. We're recommending Swizzle Stick. And now we are beginning the show now.
Right now.
Culture. Matt, what you got, man?
A whole lot of nothing.
What? Boo! Boo! Dang. Man, you better step it up later. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like really bring it.
Yeah, bring it.
Nick.
Hey.
Culture.
Culture.
Culture. Culture.
Culture. Well, I'm just going to keep chanting culture. This until my turn's over.
Culture. Just be in the brewery. Culture. That's it.
That's it. Silence after that.
Everyone's like, hmm?
Right, take that guy's beer away from him.
Take his beer. He's chanting culture. I got kicked out.
Well, as you all know, we are upon mixed pack season.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It's for holidays.
Holidays.
Got to get them variety mixed packs.
Got to take them to all your family.
Take them to Thanksgiving.
Hey, I heard you liked craft beer. I got Halloween you this parties. Mixed pack.
Yeah. Oh, one of those, like, ones from Cost Plus,
yes.
the beers of the
remember
world.
Remember the days when we used to go to World Market and get world beers?
Yep. And it was like, woo, 12 man. Beers from around the world.
You thought
it was just
you
like
were
all Pilsners.
Badass.
It's like 12 different Kolsch Pilsner beers. Like from 12 different things you've never heard of before. You're like, ooh, I'm cultured.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me. Oh, how's that Bud Light doing? I got a different beer again.
This is a Kolsch from Germany where they make beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real beer.
This is an important beer you're not having. Yeah, so what? You are you looking for any variety pack in particular?
The I believe it mixer? Is Sierra Nevada snowpack season.
Oh, yeah, already?
I think so.
Snowpack out?
Ooh. Yeah.
I saw the harvest.
Pack, huh?
I saw the harvest. The wet hop harvest IPA.
Oh, the estate ale.
Yes,
or the. Harvest. The Northern
harvest.
Hemisphere harvest?
Yeah, Northern Hemisphere harvest.
Where you see this?
I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, that's not, sir.
Yeah. Well, come on. We should get that.
I need this in my hand.
We should get that. Yeah. I meant to have it in the looking out for us, and it wasn't there.
That
I
is in my looking out for.
So. Oh, we're already stepping on your looking
stepping
out for.
Stepping on the toe. No,
forget it. Show's over.
And done. No, it is that season. Sierra Nevada usually does their estate ale, which is their wet hopped. Estate hops, you know, grown in Chico. And then it is Northern Hemisphere season. There's two, you know, if you don't know, there's Southern Hemisphere and Northern Hemisphere. Which New
When's
Zealand
this?
New Zealand hops.
So is it Mexico in North America or Central America?
Ooh.
Huh? Answer me that. Riddle me that, Batman.
I think it's North America.
Well, if you say so. Some people would nope, say no.
I got it. It's next to Wales.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Southern Hemisphere, they pull from New Zealand when the hops are in season down there. Northern Hemisphere is the estate hops from Chico.
Oh. So they just do what they want, Sierra. They're like, we'll go down to New Zealand, take all your hops.
That's right.
We're Sierra Nevada. Because we don't have them. We're in the Northern Hemisphere.
You sons of bitches. I don't remember seeing the fall pack.
Which are better? Which are better? Sierra's hops or New Zealand's hops?
New Zealand's hops.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
I know.
Can't grow hops properly in Northern Cal? I would think you can. Humboldt County's kind of popular for growing a very similar
green
plant.
Things?
A green plant that would be highly similar to a hop plant. So you would think that would be like a huge hop growing area.
I bet it is. I bet.
But I guess it's not. It doesn't make quite as much money as the other similar plant.
Although much more legal.
Yeah. Easier.
That'd be interesting to find out.
We're legal in California, but we're not legal in California.
Everywhere but Fresno. Thanks.
So
where are we at? Oh, so the mixed packs. Yeah. I don't remember seeing the autumn pack, which usually has the tumbler from Sierra Nevada. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I can't think if I can't say if I have or not. They would usually Save Mart. That's something Save Mart's good for is those Sierra
cheap 12 too.
Packs. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness for supermarkets. They knock the hell out of the price when it comes to beers.
When you're getting quantity.
Yes.
Supermarkets come through. You're getting those 12 packs. Is there one you would look for, Matt? Wait, like Thanksgiving? I always get a Sierra, whichever one it is. I'll always get a Sierra 12 pack of something.
Yeah. Mixed pack or?
Right. Like, yeah, variety pack.
Right. Because it's celebration time too.
Yeah, I'm getting a 12 pack of celebration.
Man, celebration comes in any quantity you want.
They got all the variant sizes, all the vessels and sizes. Celebrate. Although I can't remember seeing a bomber of celebration.
No, I meant like 6, 12, and 24 packs of celebration.
All right. Okay.
And kegs everywhere.
All the kegs.
Sorry, Matt. Carry on.
I was going to say, I don't really buy 12 packs. I mean, Fat Tire's been the only thing I've bought repeatedly, just a couple of times. And
what about that 15 pack of all day?
Yeah, but that's we're 10 months into the year and I bought 3 packs of beer. Everything else has been 6 or 4 or less.
You have too much individual beer in your fridge. You have no reason.
Single guy versus married guy.
It wouldn't last. Your beer fridge would not last around here. Here we go. I can't think of other than Sierra, just random Sierra stuff.
Random. If you're interested, Slow Brewing now has a mixed 12-pack.
Oh, I think I have seen that. I might do that for bringing it somewhere.
It seemed like pretty average flavors, though.
Hey, guys, I brought this pretty average mixed 12-pack over. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is probably going to be pretty average.
So this is new, right? Slow Brewing canned mixed packs. Isn't that new this year? No?
Well, yeah. I know. I've seen them at C-Mart where they're like, they'll just have them stacked up in front and they're in a traditional cardboard 12-pack case, but they'll have different packs.
Four different flavors or... The whole case is a different flavor.
No, four different flavors.
Yeah. Okay. So this isn't
or new. Just one, yeah. No, not I mean like not packaged in a way that's a mixed pack, but you can have four different six packs or four packs. Are they in four packs or six packs? Or I've seen that.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm seeing it like in its own packaging for Slow Brew.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. You haven't seen it.
No, I guess I'm saying I haven't seen it then.
I don't know. Anyways, I didn't know they were doing this. And I was like, well,
why did they tell us?
Where'd they get this big canning? Because they moved locations in San Luis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're now on the main street, which is like a big upgrade, meaning dollars.
Right. And I didn't even see them. Like, last time I was there, I didn't even see it. And they'd already moved.
Yeah.
And I knew where the old one was, obviously, but I didn't even notice the new one, I don't think.
Their feelings are hurt now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Mikey didn't even see us.
But what I didn't know was they're owned by Firestone.
What?
Yeah.
Like outright?
Yeah. They were bought a while ago, apparently, according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
The 100% reliable source. Yep. So does that now mean they are owned by Duval?
Wow. Blew my mind. Maybe. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, when Lagunitas bought those breweries, that was before the 100%, when it was 50%. So did Heineken take those that he bought, the breweries Lagunitas bought, and then now they're all Heineken? So is that what Firestone owns, Duval owns?
That's my guess.
Hmm. Slow Brew is a Duval brewery.
But it's just weird. They all of a sudden they've had this huge influx of money. They're able to can mini beers and distribute them.
About that.
Their distribution's gotten bigger. And they got a brand new shiny place on the main street, which can't be cheap, in San Luis. Just interesting to me. And now they're brewing for other people too, right?
Yeah, they're doing contracting.
Yeah. So Slow Brew is secretly getting, or not secretly, but low-key getting huge.
Watch out for them.
Yeah.
I haven't had their beer in a while, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, you could get a mixed 12-pack here.
Yeah, I guess so. You have to do that this season.
Let's see.
That's all I'll bring to my to a ball share.
Here's a mixed pack of Slow Brew.
Oh, so 2001 they were purchased by Firestone.
2001?
2001.
Jeez.
Firestone. See, it doesn't count. It was before we started the show.
Yeah. Doesn't so count.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count. We didn't have to know that.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
I was going further down the spiral and I just kept getting sucked in. 6 Point is getting ready to have what sounds like a pretty awesome event. The 12 Beans Day. They're releasing 3 Beans, which is their coffee.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coffee beer. I'm hesitant to say porter. But they're also doing 4 Beans and 5 Beans, two variants of the 3 Beans. Where 4 Beans is aged in rye whiskey barrels and 5 Beans is aged in port barrels. These are all 10% beers, and these are all being released November 18th.
Would you rather have something aged in rye whiskey barrels or port barrels?
Ooh, I don't know. With a coffee beer, I think port.
Hmm. Wow. That's surprising.
I think the rye would be too dry for the coffee.
Hmm. Well, port's like wine and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like cream in your coffee. Port's really sweet, in other words.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Somebody could help us out with that.
Maybe.
We can side by side.
Yeah. Do it.
You said do it.
And
I love gold.
And I love gold.
Oh, that's it.
And also, after my rant last week, which I'm sorry about.
Never be sorry for a rant on the show.
I'm sorry for whining and bitching and complaining about hazy beers, but I'm starting to realize, have IPAs become dad beers?
Dad beer.
See, I'm not
because they give you boobs?
No, I'm not a dad, so I can't. Say, you know, pretend to be, but
I don't know.
I'm
those,
standing.
Those boxers look like they cause a lot of trip mischief.
Oh, yeah. I'm standing in the beer aisle and I'm like, I'm so freaking tired of hazy beers. I just want a nice, clean IPA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up some Torpedo.
See, in Sierra Nevada. So after a long search
to find a one damn clear IPA, the guy next to me picks up the same 6-pack and goes, hey, a good beer, right? And I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Did
like,
he?
IPAs are now regular. They're oak, like, they're not
just
fancy
some dude.
Anymore.
They're just they're some just, random beer dude. I was like, yeah, how about that beer?
How about that beer?
That's a good beer, huh? Actually, it's an IPA, and it's clear, so.
It's clear.
Just
this is not Lager Plus.
Like a beer.
But have I think
sorry, bro, it's just a beer.
I'm scared to say that hazy IPAs have made regular IPAs commonplace.
Wow. More see it's continuing of more what Paul started on.
He did. Maybe he
permanently adjusted our palates. We can't go back. I think the only way to go back would be to not drink hazies for like a long time.
Wow. Purge the system.
Yep. Clean out the system and then start again and just only drink clear.
Whoa, what is this?
New beer on the show. Gone from left to right of your podcast cell. I'm sure you guessed that was a 16-ounce can opening.
Of course.
You got your...
Oh, you're not talking to me.
Opening sounds. Nick is preparing to pour his. What do we have, Nick?
Super juice. Is it juice or juicy?
Juice. Squeeze the juice.
Super juice, a wicked dry hopped double IPA from the USDA organic certified.
Yes.
Peak Brewing.
Gotta get that USDA certified.
Burp. The best ingredients in beer.
This is from Exalpero.
Is this artisan?
Donated this to the show. Big dog.
Burp.
Better be.
It's in a ball can, guys.
Where are these guys from?
It's a ball can. Beer.
Beertopia?
Beertopia. Peak Brewing. If this is in Oregon, I'm going to be shocked.
I'm going to say Colorado.
Yeah. Portland, Maine.
Oh. Look at Portland, Maine. They have another other brewery than Maine Brew Co. That's pretty good. You guys, what do you think of this beer? Mm. Matt?
It's one of the better ones so far we've had tonight.
It's organic. It's soapy. It's got that soapy floral.
Floral soap.
A little bitter.
A little bit.
It's clear AF, thank goodness.
You like that. What else was there? Anything else, Nick?
Dad beers.
Dad beers. Slow IPAs brew. IPAs are basic now.
They are. I guess I'll tie in my Fulton Street party and drinking.
Later on, Bangkok drinking. There might have been a get it. Who knows? A lot of stuff's going to happen. Tune in later.
Teaser.
Bangkok drinking. Do you see the World Series is going on right now?
What?
Not to date the show. Don't mean to date the show.
What?
And whenever there's a World Series, the two mayors of the participating cities. By
shake
the way,
hands and duel.
A lot of Fresno Grizzlies on the Astros, so big time, bro. And they always make a bet. You know, each mayor makes a bet, and you basically bet like a package of something that would represent your city versus the other guy. So the LA mayor is putting
smog
and Budweiser's Golden Road in his package for his bet.
Wow.
As the representative beer of LA, Budweiser's Golden Road. Would that be your consideration for LA's representation of beer?
Wow.
That's got to be pretty offensive to the beer nerds in LA.
But calling LA is what the problem is. It'd be like, entire Fresno County is represented by this one brewery. It's like LA is a lot of places with a lot of breweries and a lot of subsidiaries. So if they said South Central LA represented by Golden Road, and that, you know, it'd be something different.
Well, he's got to pick one beer. He's not going to put a variety pack unless he is cool.
Here's a variety pack.
So, according to the mayor...
Too bad Noble wouldn't... That's Anaheim, though.
Yeah.
That'd be the Angels.
According to the mayor, the beer that represents L.A. the most is
You'd have to be in the vicinity of downtown L.A. then, which
L.A. proper. L.A. proper is bigger than you'd think, but...
Yeah. But where's the headquarters at? You always think of the downtown
as... I've dealt with mayors or political parties and beer, and... for my, I mean, even if they drink beer, that they, I don't know.
This is
it's just kind of like, here, it's a beer, drink it. They're like, oh, this is wonderful. Thank you.
I am enjoying this.
I am enjoying
Kelly right now.
And then you beer. See, then you see their, the glass they left and it's like three quarters full.
You guys have any cider?
Yeah. Cider, double cider. You guys have double cider. Mayor Swearberg ordering double cider.
Oh.
You guys got double cider?
Slamming double ciders at Goldstein. Can we call Kelly right now?
Kelly, what would be the LA beer? What would represent that wasn't in your portfolio, Kelly?
Well, actually, the one that would represent is our newest label we got.
Is that what she sounds like?
That's
not
Kelly's sound. That's just, you know.
Okay, so
that's here's, just business person nerd representing their nerdy.
According to Google.
Company.
Here's your choices.
All right, Google.
Angel City Brewing.
You should have asked Google, like, audibly. Wait, maybe we should see. Nah, never
Google mind. Doesn't talk to you back, though. Google just finds it.
Talk back, Google.
Google does its job and just finds it for you and shuts the F up.
Doesn't go, I'm searching for that for now. Yeah,
right. So I will be Google's voice.
All right. Yes, you'd be good.
Angel City Brewing. Yes, no?
Okay.
Eagle Rock Brewery.
Oh, that's got some beer geek representation.
They got 4.5 stars. Okay. Ooh. So Mumford Brewing.
Yeah, yeah.
Iron Triangle.
Okay.
Boomtown Brewery.
Now you're starting to lose me.
Highland Park Brewery.
Okay, and now I'm getting lost out in the suburbs.
Bonaventura.
Yep.
Brewing Company.
Yep, I'm completely lost in surface streets now.
Dry River Brewing.
Yeah, now I'm in the foothills going, what do I got?
I see it. I want to be down there.
I'll be out here.
I want to be there.
Over there. I see the big building.
Frogtown Brewing.
Now I'm in the swamp somewhere. I'm in the La Brea Tar Pits or something.
Dregs.
Where am I at?
Indie Brewing Company.
Oh, okay. Now we're back. Now we're coming back.
See, we're venturing off here. El Segundo.
No. All right, yeah.
Is just outside of LA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I would consider that LA.
But they're actually in El Segundo, California.
Yeah.
Go figure. Three Weavers is in Inglewood. Monkish is in Torrance. Wyland Brewing. They're actually in LA. Smog City's Torrance. Golden Road. Arts District Brewing. And McLeod,
eh?
But they're in Van Nuys.
I can't believe you took so long to say it.
McLeod, because they're in Van Nuys.
They're in Van Nuys. Man, what would I pick to represent LA? If you consider, a lot of people would consider Long Beach LA in a broad spectrum. So you're just
going right to Beachwood.
I would say Beachwood, but you probably, if you're the mayor of LA, I would guess you got to pick a LA proper brewer, though. I don't know. Maybe I would say El Segundo, even though it's technically not city limits of LA.
LA adjacent.
I would think El Segundo. Yeah, that's what I choose.
You're going to defect.
Yep.
I would agree with that.
Great. So Matt's vote is null and void. It's already carried. Motion's been carried.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever subject you guys were just talking about was so boring. I just don't care.
Dang it.
Wow.
Just put Matt to sleep.
Wow.
Even if I had an opinion, you guys probably would have talked over me anyways.
Huh? We never do that. Prove one time we've done that.
Go check.
I've never talked over you.
Go check my snap or my Twitter notifications.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People be like, I wish they wouldn't talk over you so much.
Well, then that fan base just hates us. Hates us, Nick.
They hate us. Yet they listen intently.
We're like the Howard Stern.
Yes. What'd the other half say? They want to see what he's going
to
say next.
They want to see what Matt's going to try to say next and what Nick and Mike are going to say over him. We hate the show, but we listen for see how many times I'll talk over Matt. They're ridiculously, their content is ridiculous, but damn it, I gotta listen for that. Yeah, Perfect Boar, the most ridiculous beer content on the internet. Also, I saw this question put out by Beer Babe, one of the famous, all-time famous beer writers out there, at Beer Babe. What beer would you pair with pumpkin pie or apple pie? She said apple pie. I'm adding pumpkin in there because it's a season. What beer would you pair with apple pie?
I need a minute.
Yeah, it's tough. A style.
I don't eat apple pie, so.
Oh, my
what?
Lord. Why am I just learning of this?
Wow, you should know that, Nick.
I'm too busy enjoying all that.
You're so involved. You're just like, I don't know who's eating this or who isn't, but I am.
Well, I'm one of those persons that if I'm eating food, I'm not really drinking beer. And if I'm having sweets, that really just kind of destroys the whole wanting to drink beer for a while. So there's nothing to in my mind that would pair well.
I like that take. I agree with that because I can't think... I don't think beer with pie goes.
Goes. I will investigate this. I'm seriously gonna have to get back to you.
Maybe a porter?
Because apple pie is literally one of my favorite desserts.
Very dry beer, very dry porter, not a sweet porter.
Yeah, because the pie is gonna handle the sweetness for you.
Yeah, not a sweet beer. So yeah, IPAs doesn't sound right. Stout sounds okay, but then something that it had to be a dry stout.
I would want a vanilla stout to remind me of having vanilla ice cream with pie.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. That's the best.
But I agree with you. I would not go overly sweet on the beer because the pie, at least the way we make them, is just pure sugar and cinnamon. It's like that's apples and... Apples just carry the sugar to your belly. That's all the apples do, really.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to investigate that. With pumpkin pie, you got to go pumpkin beer, of course.
Well, isn't that too much pumpkin?
Well, they don't make a whipped cream beer, so what the hell else are you
going to
do?
Well, until Scotty B.
Scotty B. Whipped cream beer.
Scotty B just said,
The Whipped Cream Express. Here we go, Chief.
Yeah, Chief. I'm going to get on that, Chief. So pumpkin there you go. Pumpkin. That's something we can do over the holidays is experiment with that. And we'll come back after Christmas and we'll have a decision that will be made and we'll all know what to happen.
Halloween's still a holiday. You know, we can eat pie for Halloween. We don't have to wait till Christmas.
True.
Just looking for an excuse pumpkin. To drink beer.
Pumpkin. Another excuse to drink beer. You can email us stuff, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave an email to be read on the show, or you can actually leave a voicemail through the email of the modern technology. And this is what our Colorado rep
What's going
did.
On, Perfect Pour? We are in Baltimore.
What?
Yay!
Hanging out with friends. Claire, you want to say hi?
Hello. Okay. I'm not just a friend. I'm a cousin.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's right.
Cousin slash sister.
Hey, Primo. That's Joe.
This is Janine, by the way.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves. Sorry, but it's all good. We're just drinking
Colin
beer.
Colin from Colorado.
They know who I am.
They don't know who you are by your voice.
Okay, because everybody calls in with their wife. Yeah. Anyway, Baltimore's been...
Send it to her, Colin.
Lots of good beer. Lots of great bottle shops. Fun times. I don't know.
Water taxis and...
Many pirates,
yes. Pirate-themed everything.
We went to a spot where they give you a free eye patch if you got a ride on a boat.
A free iPad?
It was really cool.
And Janine and I arm wrestled?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I wanted to see that.
But it was a long battle.
Whoa.
You won the best.
I won a keychain with a bottle opener on it, so that's awesome.
A yard.
Yeah, so anyway, cheers from Baltimore.
Baltimore is awesome.
Yeah. And don't forget, keep up the good work.
Good job, guys.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Uh-oh.
Guys!
Yeah, that's about right.
You get a guys!
You get a guys.
We didn't get any... I don't think we got any kind of report about the Baltimore beer scene.
Oh.
That's what I wanted.
Wait.
I mean, water taxis are cool.
Arm wrestling
cool. Hot cousins are cool. arm wrestling girls are cool. Mm-hmm. But
beer, check. Maybe the beer was not cool.
Maybe they're just like, let's put a positive spin on this. Baltimore's shit for beer, but we can arm wrestle.
Baltimore, we don't have beer.
But girls arm wrestle.
Dang it. I would still go.
Thanks, guys. That was that. And not only can you email us, but you can leave us stuff on our...
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, including this show, The what? Perfect Pour.
What? How'd we get wrapped up with
those guys?
How'd we
get that? How'd we do that? And, well, I'm realizing I'm a little behind on setting the voicemails up.
Great.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Way to go, Board Op.
Boo, Board Op sucks.
Louie, you're fired. Lane.
Louie, you suck. Oh, yeah, that's going to take a second here, guys.
Okay, I'll just have more beer.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's got the beer down there.
It's getting dredgy.
No. That's the bottom pour, bro. Don't you like the bottom pour the best?
Yes.
It's the best.
It's getting cloudy in here, though. I'm just getting scared.
Oh, you're getting a little frightened. Here we go, guys. First voicemail of the week comes from...
Paul.
Hey, guys. I'm driving.
Florida Steve.
It's Florida Steve again.
Yes.
I just left Due South Brewing.
Oh,
hey.
And I picked up a 4-pack of their brand new IPA in honor of a person that helped with the cleanup of Hurricane Irma. They have named this brand new IPA Nun with a Chainsaw.
Wow.
I can't wait to try this beer. It's got Amarillo, Azteca, Azeca, and Idaho 7 hops. It comes in 16-ounce cans in a 4-pack. If you guys check out the forum,
I
put a little pickup on the forum. So that's what I'm going to be drinking this weekend. So cheers, guys. I will talk to you soon. And keep up the great work. Bye.
Having way too much fun, Steve. Way too much fun.
Too much fun. And
Nun with a Chainsaw. That's pretty badass. Unless the nun's name is Irma, too, then that's kind of ironic.
I love gold!
Oh, did you notice that? That was a clean open for a crowler. Now, this crowler has some mystery because I haven't figured out. Last week, I thought this was Colin and Janine and sent another beer, but this is another person that sent us this. This is called Handpicked Pale from Odell. I just saw Colorado and assumed, it's from somebody else in Colorado, but their names, I didn't investigate the box real hard, but I did not see their names, and they left an envelope to send stickers, but there isn't an address on it. So, and they sent money for the stickers, the stamps. They didn't have to do that. If you don't have to self-address the stamp, we can pay for the stamp. Just send us an envelope with your address. We'll send you stickers.
Save us from misspelling your name.
Yeah, I know I said self-address stamp envelope, but I'm just saying, like, you don't have to do that.
Now this feels weird. So what are we getting into?
So, I guess next week we'll find out who donated this crowler. It is, and from Odell. I don't think maybe we have one or two Odells, but not one we get to have enough, because Odell is a reputable Colorado craft brewer. Whoa, this is a interesting aroma. Different.
It's called Picked.
Where am I?
Handpicked.
I can't.
Did you see the hand in the shrubs?
I can't place it. Like stems?
Stems?
Yeah, like
what kind of stems?
Stems. Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're not supposed to smoke the stems.
You got to do what you got to do.
Well, I guess.
What is that? Now, like grape, but like grape. Grape stems.
Grape
stems. That's all I can come up with.
It's right bitter. Now. It's bitter but sweet at the same time.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're rolling, guys.
Voice is mouth. There any description?
Check what it out. Here? Usually you don't get the crowlers with its own label like that.
Yeah, this is
Matt's investigating. There's too many boxes of
fresh local Chinook cones. Chinook hops is what the hops are.
All right.
Hand-picked pale, has a bright wet hop character and hints of lemon zest, pine, and fresh cut grass.
All right.
So you are right. Something is fresh
pit. Fresh pit. Who is this?
Butt dial.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
With Mikey.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, what's up? Can you guess where we're at?
Jesus.
Go ahead. I bet Mikey will never guess this one. It's not like he was there or anything.
I don't know. Where?
Well, what do we call it? The Fulton Street Party.
Woo!
Isn't that great?
Were the Woo Girls there?
So I got probably permission to leave more voicemails, so be prepared for more. This was just like an off-the-cuff
nope
type of thing.
Two I don't really have that much voicemails
to
max.
Does this count as your voicemail or my voicemail?
From my phone, so it probably should be mine.
From my phone.
My son's phone.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
I'm going to count this as mine, Scotty B., so you can still have two more voicemails.
Wow, you're handing out voicemail vouchers. You're
handing out voicemail vouchers.
Thank you.
I can tell when Mike
joined this.
Makes me feel like a man.
Dang.
I could walk right up. I could park in front of the venue.
This is a party back there.
Amazing. I have a feeling that you're not going to understand this voice, but I think it's going to be a bunch of noise. But hey, let's find out. Everything you
have to, I hope you guys are having a great show.
Keep up straight work.
All right.
Did you just tell yourself to have a great
yeah,
show?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I found out that it's much more difficult to leave a voicemail when you have no plan of attack. When it's just like, let's just call it.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what you're going to say, but like, let's call it. And then I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to say.
Wow.
Say this stupid voicemail line. It's like, yeah, we're calling it. Yeah, we're calling it. Throw out a couple perfect poor lines and then. Hey, that's all you got. You're like, I'm having fun. That's all I have.
That was your moment.
That was it. That was my moment. And then I was handing out extra voicemail vouchers.
Wow.
Who wants a voicemail voucher? You want to leave three voicemails? I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm drunk. You can have three voicemails.
Hey, Scotty, perfect part, Evil Circle calling in.
What's up, Evil Circle?
Waiting for somebody to come over and have a couple driveway beers.
Oh, nice.
So, my question to you guys is, all these beer lines, these new beer releases, these can releases,
yeah,
seems like everybody's like chasing the newest beer, you know, they're uh-huh searching for the gold out there.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what are these old-time favorites? You know, I'm just getting a beer overload, just too much stuff out
there's
there
now. Such a thing?
I mean, some of the stuff that's been around for a while, maybe people forgot about, you know, back to the classics, you know, just make it simple. Everybody's always looking for the next hottest beer, jumping on the bandwagon, you know, with these hazy, foggy IPAs.
Jerks.
You know, a bunch of different stuff. So, what do you guys think on that? Maybe craft beer seems to be a little too complicated.
Yes.
Love to know what you guys think. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
I mainly use other people to feed me the new and trendy beers. I don't often, when I go out to the store and buy stuff, I'm more interested in something that I know that is fresh. And with myself going to Spokies and Goldstein's, they've been changing up their tap list a lot lately, so I'm able to find new things that should be in packaging if I want to get it or should have it or something like that. So, or, you know, seems like I've been exploring more in draft than I have in package.
Do you think you drink, because we know your big staple beer is Fat Tire. Do you think you drink less Fat Tire over this past year? Because there's so many different beers going on now. Do you think you used to have more Fat Tire than you do now?
No.
Still, Fat Tire strong.
I think I've obtained more Fat Tire than anything. I mean, consistently this year, just because I have found cans more readily available.
So all these new, there's the constant new beer releases hasn't hurt your Fat Tire consumption.
No.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Nick, do you think your staples? Have you gone away from your staples?
No,
I'm in favor of newness. Freshies.
I am reaching the level of about 50-50 newness to good old standbys. Like, I get what he's saying. Sometimes I'm completely okay with a beer I know is going to be good and clean and fresh every time. But I still nerd out every once in a while when I see a brand new beer. Like it still gets to me. I still get that anxiety of, oh shit, I gotta have this right now. Like the New Glory, the Mosaic. Do you even Mosaic, bro?
Ugh, damn it.
Like, so I'm nerding out on that one right now. And I it's probably here. It's probably at the store right now. I could probably go get it.
I don't think so.
But at the same time, I'm also like, you know, Old Rasputin will never let me down.
Yeah.
Never, not once.
Especially if it's on sale.
Especially if it's on sale. $7.99? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. All day.
So yeah, I've reached a level of about 50% okay with whatever. If no new beer ever came out again, I'd be okay.
Whoa. See, I love being I think the thing is when you're an IPA first person like me, all the freshy newness stuff is very.
Still makes you
very
tingle.
Distracting. Yeah, you're like, yes, that one.
Yes,
I've never had that one. I don't care. Oh, here's a Plenty. No, I want a new one. I've had Plenty.
Wow.
No, it's been a while for Plenty. Any Russian River, man.
So how long? What's the time before it's new again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting that point for me on the Plenty's and the Blind Pigs. It's been that long, but. I'm always chasing the newness, except for right now I'm in a budget concern era.
Budget newness.
So it's pretty hard to get a new beer on budgeting. You got to pretty much go with the staple six pack. At Fig, they had Dust Bowls, the Hazy Double.
Hazy Double.
The double, damn it. Now the name is escaping me. Double IPA, but it was a hazy version and it was in cans.
No, Therapist?
Yeah.
That's a triple.
Oh, maybe it's a triple.
Or the original was a triple.
But
did they dial it down to a double?
I want to say it was a double, but now I may be wrong. I was like, oh, yes, because they had it. It was in the four pack 16 ounce I put up there, and he had just gotten it in, so he didn't know the price yet.
Oh, damn.
So he had to do one of those, he makes a call to the boss guy.
Boss guy.
Like, how much is this? And he comes back with $23.99 for the four pack 16 ounce cans of Dust Bowl. You know, a local brewer. I'm like, which is something I never do. And I had to say, I'm sorry, man. I can't do it. Cause I just had cash.
I was $5 a beer.
So I was just like, dude, yeah, I can't. No, $6 a beer, I think.
Well, yeah. By the time you had, was 23 before tax and CRB?
Yeah. Before.
Oh shit.
It was $23.99
a beer.
Yep. I was like, sorry, I can't do it. And he had already rung it out. Like he didn't even hesitate to ask me. He didn't go like, hey, is that still okay? He's just like, boom, 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 boom.
Bling, bling, bling.
And it completely,
completely
messed him up too. And I was like, sorry, bro. See you later.
Back and go, it is. Oh man. I know that's such an awkward feeling.
Yeah. And you're just like, and I never did. I almost always just like, I don't care what the price is. just, I'll just pay it and then feel regret later. But this time I was just, I had like.
No, 23 is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm
just even saying, if you had the money, that's ridiculous.
So yeah, maybe not always the newness. I can't always buy the newness. Sometimes a staple six pack, a six pack and XPA. I just have to do that. Or some, you know, General Shermans that are in the front. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys!
Scotty!
Can you hear me? I'm driving!
Scotty!
So, if you guys were able to understand
that
previous voicemail, there was a lot of noise.
I don't know, that guy you're with is pretty douchey.
I don't know if you were able to understand it or not. But I got to see Mikey!
What?
If that was intelligible, that previous voicemail, you'd know this. That I saw him on the Ale Trail Fulton
Ale Trail party
thing. A whole trail?
And let me tell you.
It was really fun. It was fun. This is fun.
What? Let me tell you something else. So, there were five breweries in that little area, including Max Brewing. And while the other breweries brought some great beer, I ain't trying to say anything except for our beer was the beer everybody stood a long time in line for. We had the longest line. And I'm not saying it makes it better or anything.
That's a shot at it.
I'm just saying. Even with just all those saying. Other great
just
beers.
Hashtag
there,
just saying.
Who did they want to line up for? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's all. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. A lot of people, a lot of peeps, a lot of great beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
A lot of peeps.
There was something else I was going to say, but you know me, I always forget what I'm going to say. Oh, maybe this is it. So,
maybe.
November 4th, I'll be in the IE, folks. The IE. In Corona.
Oh.
That's right by the 91.
In an Empire?
So, Fontana Gym, Evil Circle, I'm going to reach out.
Garage Boys. See if the Garage Boys will let you hang out.
Garage Boys.
Yeah?
Garage Boys.
I'm trying to bring some beer for you guys, too. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just remembered.
We're going to go.
I'm not running out of time.
All right, hold on.
I know it's been like a month since that show played, but I just want to say that I am honored to be dubbed the Fresno area Perfect Four rep.
Well, yes. We didn't do that.
I forgot that for a long time.
We did that.
Anyway, son of a bitch. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
So now I can say, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Oh.
Guys.
Now we're not finishing.
Guys.
So what the California Central Valley? I do not have Scotty B in here. This is not true.
No, we did it. We said it. I mean, it's kind of obvious, boy. Nick. I don't know really why.
Oh boy!
What's going on, Perfect Four? The one and only Bobby Diesel with his first call ever.
Bobby Diesel,
outstanding podcast.
What?
Hey, Bobby.
I figured it was about time I graced myself with your presence over this phone line. Let you guys know that yes, it is true. Scout season is here.
No,
got to go ahead.
Don't
and say
call
that
it a
I
season.
I had to put pants on last week, which means the official scout season has come.
Pants calls it.
It was 88 degrees today. It was rough for pants.
Cut him off. I think he called back with the final voicemail of the week. By the way, Bobby D.
What's going on, guys? Bobby Diesel again. Hopefully, I can get through this entire voicemail without getting cut off like a person.
At least he knew.
But back to what I was trying to tell you about. Stout season being here, and I gotta say, man, I got caught drinking a really good stout.
Oh.
Might have been the best stout I've ever had.
Let me hear it.
From those good old boys up there at Yoga Sequoia. I think you guys have heard of them. They did that collaboration with Brent House. Unbelievable stout that they had going on. It was something smooth, chocolate. It almost made me feel like I was. Like I was reaching out to God or something.
Dang.
But I could tell by it was a habit of mine. It was a religious habit. Unbelievable stuff.
Worked in
kind
the name.
You just kind of warm up to, just sit back, relax, enjoy life. Unbelievable. Anyways,
for the next month, officially Stout Season. So November comes around, you know it's interesting. Everybody stop what you're doing, come up to Kern County, support your local craft beer, and get some of that amazing citrus when it comes out. And for the record, I'm throwing my name in the hat to be the representative for Kern County in California.
Ooh.
You guys keep up the good work. Cheers.
I love gold.
Oh, sorry, I meant that to be keep up the good work. We have a new beer, and it's very appropriate the way what Bobby D was talking about. Religious habit.
It's like that point in the movie where they say the title. We just had that right now. So Kern County.
It's the Big Game James.
He's Big Game's unofficially the representative.
Okay, he didn't request it.
He's never requested it.
Beer. Gracias. I'm trying to get Matt to give me this religious habit.
Wow.
I have not.
Conveniently, we have one right here. So let's see if Bobby D's right.
Yet to try it.
Must you,
and then what's funny must is you have pants this on is to a collab with Rinhaus in Phoenix. And I went there not even knowing that that happened. And I know somebody.
That
would have
been awesome if you had that over there.
I don't think it was on tap.
We only we shipped him a case for the brewery, but they didn't have anything.
They didn't have a keg.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had no idea. Then I checked in a couple of things on Instagram pictures, and then somebody in Tioga, whether it was Matt or somebody else, was like, "Hey, that's our local podcast that was in there," and they're like, "Cool." And I was like, "That wasn't me." That was kind of odd that Tioga would be like telling Rinhaus, "Hey, our Fresno podcast was in there." I was like, "Why did they do that?" And then afterwards, I saw like, "Oh, they collabed. They did a collab together."
You know me. I don't promote this show.
Yeah, I know. We know.
Hands on the Tioga sticker.
If you ask Matt, if you go to the Tioga Beer Garden, ask me, "Hey, man, you're the brewer from before." He's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." That's how much he promotes the show.
Here, like, you get a water.
Here,
you say water. Things like that.
Here, throw this guy out.
Scaredy.
Oh, thanks for all the.
I'm pushing a button under this counter right now that's calling the Secret Service.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. The number's in the show notes as well and on perfectportpod.com. Thanks everyone for giving us the content. And there'll be more from there'll be another mention about Bobby D later on in the show.
Why
so remember that for cheers. There may be a reason they give Bobby D a cheers.
So that crowler was amazing. And this beer, the Religious Habit, is also good.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Just has a little heat there in the back end.
I'm just sad you have to wear pants for this beer.
Well, you have to wear pants cinnamon? For this beer because you've heard the expression of, I now have to change my pants, right? So if you didn't have pants, what would you change?
Locations.
Okay.
Am I right to be getting cinnamon here?
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon and chilies and cocoa nibs in here, I believe.
So did they come to you or did you go to them?
Oh,
they came here. One of their brewers came here.
Chilies like pop up right, I would say in the middle, and then they go away.
Coca nibs.
Oh, Lord.
Ancho.
Sorry, folks.
Sorry. Dried peppers, Fresno chilies, Madagascar vanilla beans, and cinnamon sticks.
Fresno chilies. Ha ha.
So.
Do you guys still sell Joaquin Marietta like on the reg?
Oh, so I know we were talking about
it's Tioga's chili beer,
core beers and specialty beers. So I mean that's what we have. It's every time I tell production how much chili beer I go through, they're just like, "Really? What?" They're all
you're full of it.
You're sure? You're not lying? And I'm like, "No, I'm not lying to you." And you'll get those people they're usually from a mountainous region. You could just pick one, and they'll come down. They're just like, "How much you got?" Because that's how much I want.
Wow.
Yeah.
They want to stack up.
They'll just
bring it back to their hut.
Or there's one guy that'll call it. He's like, "I got a family member coming through town. how many cases you got. Like, I got two cases worth. They'd be like, they'll buy them and bring them to me. I can't get it here. So we get that all the time about that beer.
Wow. That's interesting. I think it's kind of underrated. I really do.
Even if you don't want to drink it, use it for a marinade.
That's right.
You're a marinade.
You're a marinade.
But some people have been comparing this beer to Shokovesa. There's pick a state, and there's probably a beer that people compare it to, but the most recent I heard was Shokovesa. But
reminds me 805.
people said like a Prairie Bomb or one of their bombs.
Chocotazo.
Chocotazo.
We didn't get a chew call.
What? Did he die?
I don't know. I hope Chew's okay. Oh, man. He was contacting me on Untappd.
Is he,
every day on Twitter, he says he
bathroom
something.
Remodeling?
I think he's okay, but what's guess he doing? Forgot the call. You guys collabed. Whose fermenters were used? Where was this actually brewed at?
Tioga.
Okay. Did I miss that? Did you say that already and I missed it?
Well, because you said, did somebody go there? Did somebody come here? Right. So they flew into town.
Okay.
They brewed it at Tioga, and they so the peppers were
did
added
people
later.
Know about this,
but yes, we advertised it on social media.
Did you guys hit them?
No, Renhouse is like, hey guys, how you doing? Don't mind us. Yeah.
He's like, they just wandered in there and started. And Mike's like, I guess we're collabing.
I guess. Is that how it's going down?
Hey guys, we're collabing.
Who are you?
I guess so. You're who now? Renhouse. Okay, fine. Collab.
And they actually shipped us the chilies that they used in this beer. So
I just shipped my bed.
So you made them come here. What a bunch of jerks.
Jerks.
They're like, you want to collab? Sure. Gotta come here though. Okay.
I don't have a car this week.
Can't do it. Can't get out to Phoenix, man. Sorry. You guys are gonna have to come here. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Doing good?
Hey, yes.
That's good. Glad everyone's having fun.
Uh-huh. Looking out for beers.
Yes.
Looking out for beers.
Hey, man. Huh? Beers get released, dude.
Hey,
freshies.
Man.
There's just constant stream of freshies.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep up. And here are some we're looking out for. Matt, is there something you're looking out for?
Why are you going to me first on everything?
I'm just doing it, man. I'm just like keeping you on your toes.
One, two, three.
I'm looking out for a beer for you.
Oh, hey, that's nice. Isn't that nice?
What a guy. So Bell's is releasing a Christmas ale. So it's probably going to be...
Not following you yet.
Bell's
waiting
Brewing.
For
I think
it.
You have confused me with somebody else so far.
Yeah, so I would like to find this beer for you. The Bell's Christmas Ale.
The Bell's Christmas Ale.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you say so?
Now I get. Maybe I'll get Bell's to come over and do a Dorktown.
Christmas Ale has a new look and taste this year. Now a traditional Scotch Ale. It's rich and malty with notes of caramel and nice white finish.
Oh, no. Malty.
7.5%.
When they're advertising malty, that's bad.
It's as if he doesn't know you at all.
They're like, yeah, this is good. No, it's the Bell's name. I get it. That's good. But they're like, it's got to be malt. Like, yeah, malty.
Malty.
You're like, but-
You heard of the East Coast? Go farther.
You go farther. We're going to malt the crap out of it. But double malt.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I had you picked out. Are you trying to tell me that you don't like what I picked out for you?
I like the name. No, it's great. It's going to be great.
Are you trying to tell me that you won't drink it once I get it for you?
I'm sure it'll totally fit. I'm sure it's... Oh, these! I've been wanting one of these.
What if one of my friends missed a funeral just so he could go buy this beer and ship it to you?
Well, that'd be great. Thank you. I've been wanting a rich Scotch ale with lots of malt. Thank you.
For Christmas. And caramel notes.
Christmas. I'll
Don't forget the caramel notes.
Yeah, caramel notes.
Oh, he knows you so well.
Oh, thank you so much. You have the gift receipt or no?
Okay. Yeah. So you return this, right? Just in case. I mean, it might not fit.
I won't return it. I don't return anything.
You just put it in the bottom drawer.
Put it in my closet. Yep. Closet beer.
Closet beers.
Gonna have me a closet beer.
Ooh, that's desperate.
Hey, when you're married, you gotta have a closet beer once in a while.
I'm fine.
Don't bother me. What are you doing in your closet? It's not a walk-in. I made it a walk-in, honey. A drinking closet. What? Nothing.
Why is there an old musty beanbag chair in the closet? Never mind.
Doesn't matter. I have my charger in here. Is that all you look?
Closet beer.
What else?
We got a bill from the electrician for $1,200 to install an outlet in the closet. Why?
I have a grow in here, honey. Oh, that's fine. Okay. Matt, what, there's other ones you're looking at for?
Yes.
Good. Because that would be bad if there was only one for me.
A good one, though.
But it's a good one. It was great. Great beer.
This beer is for myself, obviously not you.
We'll see about that.
From Port Brewing Company, they have another can. Nelson the Greeter.
So, they had that fig, and I couldn't get it.
It was also $23.
I don't know how much it was, but I couldn't get it.
Why couldn't you get it?
They charge money for these stupid things. Like they give me the podcaster discount there.
Damn it.
They should.
They totally should.
Mention them enough. Fig Tree Liquor on Bullard and West in Fresno, California. Maybe that'll get us a free six pack next time.
Free sixer.
What else?
That's what I'm looking out for.
I'm looking out for that as well. I'm gonna join you and continue it.
Cool. I will put out the word that we need that Scotch ale.
Tell all in town. Scotch, malty Scotch ales and the Port Brewing's thing. Nick.
Woo. I feel good.
Ooh, it's getting chilly in here. Chili beers. Pepper.
Bottle Logic.
I've been there.
Oh, another LA area.
Sure.
Anaheim.
The name of this beer is...
They can watch the fireworks from Disneyland, probably.
I want to do that.
I don't know.
You probably could.
You know what? I stayed at the Candy Cane Lane Inn. It's like basically on the property, and it wasn't that... It was kind of difficult to see all the fireworks from Disneyland. So
it's they keep them
low. They keep them low.
It's closer to the new House of Blues than it is to Disneyland. I remember that.
What else, Nick?
Huh? Oh, so Bottle Logic's Picture If You Will, which is a bourbon pumpkin ale.
Nope.
Yeah, brewed with pumpkins.
Hey, but no real pumpkins?
Real pumpkins.
Not the allspice?
Oh, there's spice.
Bourbon spice. But it is
bourbon spice.
Would you rather have a bourbon pumpkin ale or straight up pumpkin?
Let's get crazy. Let's go for the bourbon.
Yeah, I kind of thought you'd go bourbon.
Why not? What else we got to do?
Probably more booze.
If it's pants season, apparently.
Yeah, it's pants season.
God damn it.
Not today.
Well.
It's a little hot today.
Although, L.A. is definitely not pants season.
No. L.A. is even hotter than Fresno.
Hey, all you bastards, don't start moving here.
We'll start moving to Fresno to get out of the heat. That would be hilarious.
You stay away. You made fun of us for enough years. You enjoy it.
Just be careful, though. If you go down to L.A. and people know you're from Fresno, they start blaming you. That's why I moved down here, to get away from that shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, thanks. It's my fault. Got it.
Yeah.
Don't go into a Fresno bar. Hey, you still live there, asshole?
The thing I like about LA is you go down there and you pay $14 for a hamburger, like meal plate at a nice place with a good draft beer, and it's a damn good hamburger. Here in town, you're just like, I paid $14 for what?
Wow.
Oh, well.
Wow. Shot at Eureka Burger, huh? Ooh. Wow. Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Color move.
No wonder they don't like us.
No wonder they always pretend they've never been there before when I come in.
Yes, Mike. Yes, random guy.
I've been coming here way before you got your job here, buddy.
That's the same just outstanding we had last week. I'm sorry.
Just outstanding keg will not go away.
It will not.
I know that's been one keg for 4 months, guys. Come on. Just kill it off.
Just open the tap accidentally.
Yes. Running. Just do something.
Let it pour. Oh, as mentioned earlier, still looking out for Sierra Nevada's Northern Hemisphere harvest. An Old Rasputin Barrel Aged Anniversary Ale is out. Out and about.
And you haven't gotten it?
Well, I haven't been shopping this week. It's early still. It's only Friday.
Get out there.
Get out.
And next week's been caught.
Mm-hmm.
You better have a report. Or say, ha.
Had it.
Ha. Those are all? More?
If 6 points, 5 beans makes it my way, I will not be sad.
What about 4 bean?
Okay, 4 bean.
Okay, 4 bean.
Okay, 3 bean even.
Whoa. Now we're
I will take
crazy.
Any of those beans, please.
Crazy.
And that will do it.
That would do it. I'm looking out for one I missed on 12 West when I was in the Phoenix area.
What?
Chandler, Arizona's 12 West Brewing. Trent, when that went there, Trent from Get Off My Podcast, he is highly recommending the Kalax IPA.
That does not sound good.
He's recommending it big time. So look out for that 12 West Kalax and Chandler. Kern Rivers River Buddy in 6-pack 12-ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
River Buddy in cans.
I've had it.
Whoa. Is it Adrian's River Buddy or is it?
Yes, that is post Adrian. That is a beer that he touched.
Ooh, man. I got to have those.
They have those at Spokeasy. I've enjoyed it a few different times.
Spokeasy. You're killing me. Revision, a new one from Revision I haven't seen in the store. Citra Revenge. 100% Citra Hop Double IPA. That has to be good. Revision has been coming around being solid. So they're going to sit all Citra Hop IPA. I think I'll have that.
They know a thing or two about beer.
They do. So those are some things to look out for. If you're looking out for stuff, let us know. We'll talk about it next week. And that's that. That's that segment of the show, isn't it? And there's other segments too, such as and then forth, so forth to with. This is the metal portion of the show. Yeah, man. We're all on Untappd. I hope you are as well. And I am Dorktown on Untappd, or you can search for Mikey Top 4. Nick is the Nick 80.
Sure.
And Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's B.
Social media, universal on all social medias. Mikey Top 4, Bearded Brewer 87. The Nick 80.
You made the switch?
Well, yeah, I've got Mikey Top 4 on Instagram and Twitter.
Damn.
Thinking about a Facebook page, but I don't know. We'll see.
Might as well go back to Clear IPAs while you're at it.
I'm thinking about a MySpace page. I'm going to put some glittery stuff on there and some flash.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty, pretty sweet.
And then bringing back Friendster.
Matt, as keeping with this episode's tradition.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been drinking this week?
Been drinking the Fulton Street IPA.
From Modern Times, I had Perfect Talon. And then
how is that?
It's good.
What is it?
It's like, it's a unfiltered IPA. Oh, I don't know if it's Northeast, but
carry on.
It's a very good hoppy beer. The Sun Never Sets, which was a English mild from Drake's. Got to sip on that. One of the best beer names I've seen in a while. Don't Call Me Nelson. So I got to enjoy one of those. Spokeasy had Uba Dank on draft. Enjoyed one of that. Then one half of the Clam Jam, Shayna, was hanging out the other evening. And we decided to share and beer.
Hi, Shayna. She doesn't listen.
And we cracked open a 2017 Parabola.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, that's a 12-ounce beer now.
And I had...
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal.
Two glasses with 6-ounce lines on them, and it poured just above them, and we were doing good.
Oh, man.
So, boo, 12 ounces.
Which is about how much I want of a barrel-aged beer is 6 ounces. So no. It's perfect.
Ooh. Matt is saying 12-ounce bottles are better, Nick.
Boo.
It feels awkward to buy them, but when I...
this is awkward. Here's all up the counter.
But in sorry, retrospect, so when I go to drink something, that's about how much of it I want.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because if it was, because I don't want to drink more, and I don't want to invite more people, so
well, yeah,
that's the bigger part. It's better for those who don't want to deal with people.
Wow,
sorry, it's only 12 ounces.
Sorry,
mm-mm.
I'd like to be your friend and hang out and have beer with you.
Sorry,
it's only 12 ounces. Yes. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Gotta
nothing
go
I can do about that.
Sorry, you're going to have to take it up with Firestone and Sierra Nevada and all of them. But, you know,
hey, buddy, lots of people want to be friends in there.
It's a Wayne's World reference. Lots of people of co-friends are in there. Yeah, cool. You got it. Cool. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Bouncer.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
My brother in there.
Bouncer.
Got it.
That's, but my girlfriend's in there enjoying the beer. Lots of people's girlfriends are in there enjoying the beer.
Well, Nick.
Oh, what?
What did you been caught?
I've been here the whole time. Where do we start?
Fulton Street?
We could start there.
What did you do before Fulton Street, huh?
Oh, man.
After the show last week, you went home and just started pounding?
Pounding Fulton Streets, baby.
Pound.
He was dragging.
I was dragging the mane.
You're pounding and dragging.
Pounding and dragging.
Pounding and dragging here.
New podcast. Starts pounding, next week.
Yes. Oh, man. Somebody start that. We'll put it on the network. Pounding and dragging. It could be a lot of things.
It could
you
be
don't know what that show could
you
be.
You have no clue.
Pounding and dragging. Maybe it's about drinking beer and dragging. Maybe it's about something completely different.
Yeah, completely different.
But I want to listen to it for sure.
Okay, so I actually don't remember what I did Friday night.
Oh, that's good. He had a good night then.
Yeah, good night. I was probably getting ready for the show the next day. So Saturday was the big, if you were in Fresno, you probably knew about it. Even if you didn't go, you probably still heard
about
it.
Yeah, I knew about it.
But they opened the boulevard known as Fulton Street.
They just tore formally, out a mall.
Formerly
it made Fulton a street.
Mall.
Can you believe that?
I can't.
That crap.
I can believe
they
it.
They tore a mall out. And who does that such terrible thing? Tear a mall out to put a street in it.
What podcast are we on again?
Do you think we should tear out Fashion Fair in the middle of Fashion Fair and make a street down the middle of Fashion Fair?
I would love to drive down the middle of Fashion Fair. Can I drive down
that would
next?
Be pretty cool, yeah.
As it is, though.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Hey.
Yeah, no streets. You're just like, hey.
Hey, guy.
Drive down. That's what we all do now. We drive down malls.
Waddle on the other side. Nah.
Wine Stocks is over there.
Wine Stocks. What year is this?
sorry.
Where's the... Hey, Starbucks guy.
Starbucks guy.
So food court, right? Weinstocks, left or right?
Where's the Weinstocks at, man?
Where's the Weinstocks?
Hey, where's J.C. Penney's?
Just tell me left or right of the food court. I got my bearings.
Wow. Sorry. Where's Orange Julius?
Yeah, where is Orange Julius?
They took Orange Julius away.
And remember when Sbarro was the lonely guy away from the food court?
Yeah, it was like the one lone guy.
Like,
I'll tell you how old I am. I bet you something you don't even remember, Nick.
Ooh, okay.
Carl's Jr. Inside Fashion Fair.
Inside Fashion Fair.
There was a Carl's Jr. roughly about where the Apple Store is. There was a Carl's Jr.
You are correct. I do not remember that.
I remember there being a Carl's Jr. in Sierra Vista.
No, nobody cares about
Sierra Nobody Vista. Cares. I do remember the basement. Fashion Fair used to have a basement ballroom. Banquet room, I should say.
Mm-hmm. And bathrooms.
Yeah, the bathrooms.
Yes, those are the good bathrooms. You could poo in peace.
Yeah. Wow, this show's doing great.
Doing great. What are we doing?
Good work.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing okay. Good work.
I love gold.
Yeah, keep it up. What have you been caught drinking, man?
So I get to downtown around noon to begin my day. I get the car registered, ready to rock and roll in the drag.
And you're like, time to start drinking.
I said, what time do I got to be back here? And they said, 3 o'clock, sir. And I said,
plenty of time to get
I'll be at up. Tioga. I probably should not have just told you I'm going to be drinking all morning and then drive my car.
I'm at Tioga. See you guys later.
So Tioga is having their 10th anniversary the same day.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird. But also, I guess, cool because you kind of sort of had two event days in one where you didn't have to do two separate event days.
We just wanted a crowd.
Downtown had one hell of a Saturday because there was probably six events going on downtown.
And they estimated 10,000 to 12,000 people downtown.
Well, that was just at your guys' part. There was also other events going on.
There was a wedding.
We had 3,500 people come through our part, not 12,000 people.
And through the brewery?
Yes.
Yeah. But no, there was also guild events going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Oktoberfest's happening, and there was just a ton of shit happening downtown.
Yeah.
All in one day.
It's a crazy day, man.
Yeah. So, 1 o'clock. Did you guys open at noon or one?
Noon,
okay. Well, there was still a line at 1 o'clock
to get
into Tioga Sequoia. And I snuck in the back door. Yeah. That's what she said. Nobody? Okay, thanks.
No, so, that's a sexual reference. I don't get it.
So, I'm hanging out, right? And Tioga has this...
That was a good one. I get that one.
And I'm just watching. So, Tioga's having this VIP event, right? And there's celebrities like Big
James. I wasn't invited.
I was not invited either. So everybody I know at Tioga is in the VIP area, and I'm kind of like, hey, guys. Hi.
I did that, too. I stood
How
up.
How you doing?
I didn't even realize that was happening for a while. And I was like, oh, there's, like, special, like, nice seating over there. And, like, oh, this looks special.
Yeah.
And then Mike kept going over there and hobnobbing. And I was like, oh. And I just stood outside of it just looking at it.
Yeah.
Just staring out there with my two beers I had in my hand. I was double fisting.
Nice.
And I was by myself, like standing around watching everyone, and then people look up at me, you'll be sitting and look up at me like, well, and I'm just standing there with my two beers and wow, that's a guy with two beers over there.
Look at that guy. I'm
by himself. Look at that guy. I was like, yep, that's me. I'm just watching you.
Oh, man. I did the exact same thing, like probably 30 minutes earlier than you.
Yeah, you just happened to be there earlier. If we had timed it right, we would look like regular people.
Yeah. Hanging out.
And just like together, been like, yeah, cool. We know each other. We have friends. But we couldn't time it, so we had to just look like loners with two beers in our hands.
Yeah, waiting for the invite. Looking around. Just waiting. Oh, the invite's going to happen any minute now.
No, Mike said he was going to get me a glass. He's like, oh, you have a glass? I was like, I didn't know what he's talking about. I was like, no, I don't have a glass. He's like, oh, I'll go get you one. And I never saw him until like an hour later. I was like, oh, I'll take a glass.
We had a 10-year anniversary glass.
Yeah, those look nice. I wouldn't have been able to carry it, so, because I took a lift down there. I didn't have anywhere to store a glass. Would have had it hit it.
Lifted, bro?
Would have had to hide it somewhere.
So I got down there. I got my, because everybody was hanging out being cool, I got in line to get some beer. So I got my 10th anniversary in my Fulton Street.
Nice.
And my custom leather coasters.
Oh, I didn't get them.
Oh, man. And then I had to go back to the car to drag the main.
Yeah.
Oh, I had an XPA while I was there at Tioga. So. And so then after the dragging was done, we had to do something.
The drink.
So we went
to the
Ale Trail Beer Garden. There's two beer gardens outside of Tioga that night. So on Fulton, two beer gardens. The one beer garden that I went to was the Ale Trail Beer Garden with Zach's 411, Full Circle. Pendragon was there.
Yep.
I did see Tommy. He was Tioga's in the VIP area.
Yeah.
At Tioga.
I talked to Tommy as well, yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty important.
Oh, I did not see Tommy, but
you didn't, huh?
And,
well, can't be cool.
Full Circle, yeah, Full Circle Tioga, Pendragon. So we were all hanging out. Got to have a 411. Had to get it. 411 was out of beer by the time I got there.
Oh,
they were done. Wow. Dunzo.
Spoiler alert! I might have had 411.
You ran them out of beer. Great.
You might be in the 411 on the 411.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Oh boy. So I had the Hibiscus from Zach's Brewing.
Hey, Chief, I have the Hibiscus.
I had the, what else did I have from them? The lager. They have a lager. I had the 10th anniversary from Tioga, but at the Ale Trail Beer Garden, not at the regular beer garden. And that was all the beer I had down there. Because I had to go after that and go to my next event.
Next event. Downtown's bumping.
Downtown. We were at the Doubletree after that. And they had no beer at all.
Boo.
So I was drinking Crown Royal after that.
Oh, were you at the bar, the Atrium Bar?
No. We were in the banquet room. In the back.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a...
Oh, say, does Atrium
Secret
Bar
party,
not
bro.
Have...
Secret
Party. Not have
they beer. Do have a cool Atrium Bar next to the water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what the beer selection is. I should have looked.
I got my lift out of there from there, and I didn't go in and check. I should have. More drinking after Saturday?
Excuse me. Yes, so after Saturday, I got to have a meeting with the Zachs.
Ooh, sounds important.
And, Sunday, I had my Fulton Street IPA that I purchased from Saturday.
Wow.
Finally got to enjoy it on Sunday because it was in cans, bro.
They're pretty sweet
got
cans,
too. Got my commemorative can from the event. And then after Sunday was Monday, then I had the meeting with Zach's, and I had their hazy IPA. I can't remember what it's called.
Open Street?
Yes, it is Open Street. I had that.
That's good.
And then we had Firestone's, what's the new Leo versus Ulrus?
Something.
It's like red.
Very evil.
Fairweather friends?
Fairweather friends.
Dark side.
And this was Master so Steven Yoda. And I were basically having a bottle share. So we were having, like, we had a 10-50.
10-50.
And we had a 50-50 brewing IPA.
Nice.
Damn it.
50-50 IPA?
Yeah.
Where you get this?
I don't know where he got that. He's always traveling, though. He always finds crazy beers. Had some 007 Luponic at Popolo's.
Nice.
With my pineapple and Canadian bacon pizza.
God Disgusting.
And then my aforementioned Dad Beer IPA was Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
Oh,
six pack.
Torpedo.
Bought it at Save Mart.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes. Nice, clean, clear IPA. Oh. Crisp.
Boring.
Refreshing. Perfectly priced. Not $23.
What? That's all the rage, man. $24 for a four pack.
$8 sounds much better to me.
I guess. The Sierra has a good price point.
Yes, they do.
You can't beat it. Is that what you've been doing this week or what? What, bro?
That's good for now.
Well, if you say so, I could go for one more, but. Yeah, I was at the Fulton Street Extravaganza as well.
Yeah.
Started it at Tioga.
Begrudgingly.
Dropped off the Lyft driver. It was the first time he had been down there that day. He's like, what's going on? He dropped me off right there at Fulton, right next to Tioga.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he got trapped because there's like all these people. Oh, ironically, it was closed off right there at Tioga. And so everyone's having to try to make a U-turn right around there. And he was like all discombobulated. He's like, what is this? Is this a festival? Like, is this a big concert? I'm like, it's a lot of things, man. I got to go. Okay, I got to get drinking. So I stumbled into Tioga, waited in the line, the secondary line outside. Ooh, where Mike was manning and got me two beers. But then afterwards, I noticed there was a can, mm-hmm. little can cart. Yep. And he had cans of both the beers I got. He had cans there, and he had like two people in his line. Could have just walked right up. Whoa, and got cans.
Whoa, can cart.
Yeah. Spencer had the can bar going.
And I got the, of course, the Fulton Street IPA and the hazy one.
Pun juicer?
Yes, pun juicer.
So you had the can, out of the can there.
I had, you know, a draft, but after getting those two drafts, I'm waiting in a long line for drafts, I noticed he had the can cart, and I could have just walked right up.
Oh, okay, so you didn't. I got right. you.
Exactly. And excellent beers. They both felt like they're from the same mom, you know, like they're very similar.
Oh, are you trying to say Fulton Street's recycled canned pun juice?
No, they were different. They were different, but they were like very. It was like a very like it felt like pun juicer was a variant of Fulton Street.
Wow.
Mm. No,
different beers.
No, sorry, same beers.
Different yeast, different hops, different beers.
Are you challenging his palate?
Come on, man. Got the best palate in the game, bro.
I do go back and forth between those two beers. I think they're both highly enjoyable, but
yes.
They're definitely different.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I'm just saying, like, it felt like.
Well,
you felt like they were cousins.
You agreeing is not enough.
No, that's enough. Enough for everyone. We can all move on now. Other streets, other things. Yeah, I just loved hanging out at the Zach's Brewing Tent.
Yeah.
And getting to hang out with the Zachs and Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Scotty B. And Scotty B had his daughter there. It was just total family affair porn. So, and I didn't know it for a while. I'm just doing all the Scotty B stuff. And she kept looking at me weird, just like, what the hell are you doing? I'm just like. And I'm figuring out, oh, probably because it's Sky B's daughter. She's like, why is this guy saying all this weird crap to my dad? And it was fun.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go, Chief.
Yeah. Way to go, Chief. I had the blue cheese IPA, which was birthed from the Perfect Pour, right?
Sure.
Was
it really?
It was. Talked about on the show, and then Scott, that's one of the beers that was like, Scotty is like, I'll make a blue cheese IPA. And it happened.
Damn it.
And now it's there, and I had it at a different event that was not just like a Perfect Pour. I had a couple of the 411 beers.
You did? Which
they're like, I think they're like Saisons. They're good. Yeah. I mean, I don't like that style, but they were good beers, so My first 411 beers, they were good for the style they're doing. And then had some Pendragon, of course. And I had another Tioga. Or no, I guess maybe that was it. Because I had the 10th anniversary.
You did.
Yeah, a little taste of that. Well, that's a little hot. That's got some heat.
Yeah.
Alcohol heat.
That was good.
It's good, though.
It's good beer.
More roaming around Tioga. There was some sort of anecdote I wanted to say about Tioga, but now it's lost. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't that great.
Yep, it would have been painful.
When you came back a second time, I think that's when you saw me and you did the whole, hey, where you put your arms on the shoulders and did the shooting guns as you walked away.
Yeah, I don't think that's something
about
did.
That variant.
No, I would have done some cool that. No, I tapped your back just to like let you know I was there. Because you're at work. You guys, you look like you had some sort of tap situation happening.
Uh-oh.
And I just did a little, I wasn't going to like, I know not to bother Matt while he's working.
A tap-tastrophe?
No, I just, yeah. I just gave him a little tap as he was working on their taps. Just like letting him know, hey, man, cool guy's here. Me, Mikey.
Me.
And he's like, yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm fucking working.
Get back in line.
Yeah, get back in line. Now, I wasn't even looking for, like, slip me a little beer here. I was just, like, letting him know, like, hey, bro, I showed. I'm cool.
Here.
And Matt went back to work. I'm pretty sure he didn't even know it was me that tapped him. He's just like, yeah, back. Somebody tapped me on my back. Cool. That was cool. I'm sure I'm better off for it.
I did miss a few people that day, but there was definitely a few that stood out, and I do remember seeing you.
Oh, look at me. I got a remembrance.
Look at that.
I got a remembrance. And then the rest of the week, I just milked a six-pack of Hop Diggity.
Hop Diggity.
I just milked that, tried to make that thing last the whole week. I almost worked, but I ran out by Monday.
Oh,
so Tuesday, I had no beer. You were that completely sober.
Did one day. Cannot be possible.
Nah, it was ridiculous. It was the worst day, worst evening of my life. It almost never felt like I was never going to end.
Guess I'll go spend it with the family and the dogs.
I guess I'll go do something productive. So that's all the big hot drinking. That's another segment of our segments on the show. I don't think we've talked about the beer that we've been drinking here. This is donated to us by Greg from SD Beer Talk. Ooh. The
Double Tree Double IPA from Bergeon.
There you go.
Is it by Hilton?
That would be awesome. Hilton, the new craft brewer in the business.
Yeah, they got
introducing Double Tree IPA.
Got to make some extra cash.
This is good.
You liking it?
This is good.
It's good.
This might be beer.
It's good.
But I don't know. Religious Habit is like pretty damn good, too.
I kind of like to have...
This hand-picked was pretty good.
You're liking that hand-picked, too, huh?
I'm at a tie between this IPA and the Religious Habit.
And the banana beer? Cool.
And the banana. Triple.
You love tie. That banana beer, huh? Didn't you?
Cheese. It's a three-way.
Oh my gosh, we got a returning golden god, a very generous golden god, Bobby Diesel. Bobby D, thank you for coming back to the golden god fold and being very generous with your donation. And thank you, man. Cheers, big cheers to Bobby D.
Hell yeah.
Bobby D.
Yeah, if we could get some Condo Brewing to maybe hook up. Bobby D, I think, lives in he's in Kern County. Our Kern County rep, Bobby D. But I think he lives in Kern. And he seems to have a problem getting Sherman there. I guess it's just too small of a place that...
There's only just a couple liquor stores up in that area. It's very hard to get product up there.
There you go. There's your reasoning, Bobby D. Because once in a while I'll say something on tap. He's like, man, I wish I had that. Wow. I'm like, aren't you like in Bakersfield or something? Can't you just get that easy? He's like, no, man, it does get here, man. So.
You got to bug Jess and Big Game.
There you go.
Those are the guys down in that area.
Oh, the Save Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
buy some beer.
Bobby D, man. Big cheers. And also to all our golden gods. When you're like, what the hell is a golden god? Well, a golden god is a person that donates money to the show every month via the website Patreon. patreon.com/perfectpour. Or you can look at links in our show notes and Perfect Pour Pod. If you want to find out, be a golden god. So you get you're donating money to the show. It helps us cover the costs of the show. And you get a little bit of bonus action that not everybody else gets. The regular listener, they don't get to hear the show the night before it releases like the golden gods
exactly
do.
Exactly what you wanted to do.
They don't... And the regular person doesn't get to hear the tailgate like the golden gods do. So... thanks, guys. Big cheers to the Golden Gods. And also cheers to Crafty by Nature, to Manny G, to Jimmy Ortiz, to Sip and Stroll, to Dave Lee. Always our, again, our voicemailers, you know, like Evil Circle and Fontana Jam, Chew Beer, everybody that calls the show and just... helps promote the show on your use your social media, use your cool dude bottle share hang out to talk about the show, subscribe to the show. These are all things that help us out, man. It's very much appreciated. So cheers, Matt.
Benjamin Clark, I can't remember if I've cheersed him before or not. And cheers out to all my friends that came down for Fulton Street Day. So saw a lot of good people. Some people I've known more for coffee and or friends of friends type deal, but it's good to see everybody down there from all walks of life coming out to hang out and drink beer and enjoy things.
Tioga is a popular place. Mm-hmm. When there's a downtown event, Tioga is a place. And I will give Tioga this, and in defense of the Downtown Association, they didn't realize how many people would show up. So there wasn't nearly enough Port-a-Johns throughout Fulton Street.
Yes.
But Tioga fully had all the Port-a-Johns you needed.
17.
I walked, exactly. And when I was at Tioga, I just walked, I had my pick of the litter on Port-a-Johns. But when I was down Fulton Street, I had to wait in long ass lines. So good job. Big cheers to Tioga for getting all the Port-a-Johns.
If you don't have enough bathrooms, people complain.
People get pissed. Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
What? What are we doing?
Cheersing.
Oh, okay, great. Cheers to me, of course.
Cheers to Nick, the Nick 80.
Just kidding.
Being cool style guy.
Cheers to, I got to hang out with Big Game James. Talk to him for a minute at the VIP garden.
I didn't recognize anybody while I was there, so.
Cheers to Jake from State Farm, Mike Cruz, Tommy from Pendragon. Got to see all those guys hanging out at the VIP party that I was not invited to.
I got to see him from the outside, though.
Cheers to, I did see Mikey Top Pour out there at the Ale Trail Beer Garden.
Me and Nick briefly got to hang out.
We were hanging.
I don't think it does. I guess it was a get it.
We had get we it was a get it. We said things. Cheers to I got my Untap working again, so now I could cheers shirts on.
Oh,
tap.
Oh yeah, that was I was wondering about that. Coming out as a guy, I was like, man, I can't wait for the show. Get to find out whether Nick's Untapped is working again.
It is. I checked it this evening and I was like, oh, it's been working. I should have checked in all weekend. Great. Cheers to Colin, our Colorado rep. He's on Untap. He found me. And Sonny, 03 Glide Ride. Why is that funny? It's the guy's name.
It's Glide.
It's Glide. And glides funny. Right in.
What's the name of that one brand?
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you guys for catching up to where my mind's at.
That was a local radio trap that they did.
Now I don't know what's going on.
It was Doug and the Rev. They did that. It's like, oh, what's that name of that one? He's like, oh, Astroglide. He's like, you would know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would know that. Burn.
Wow. No, it doesn't burn. Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's late in the show.
Drinking is fun.
Cheers. More cheers, Nick. Come on, man. There's got to be somebody. Somebody that's underappreciated.
Brad Smith. Does Brad Smith follow
Good
you
old
guys?
Brad Smith.
That's a real name.
No, it isn't.
Yes. BHMF109.
All right.
What'd you call me?
And who else? Let's pick a random cheerser.
Random cheerser. Yeah, that's cool. Fun. They'll even know.
Fun. Oh, yep. Burp, skirt. Hold on. There's another new beer podcast. Are you guys scared?
There's always another new beer
Shaking podcast. In my boots.
Mm-hmm. These guys are out of LA. It's called... what's it called?
Not another beer podcast.
The Beer Life with Francesca and Brian.
Francesca. Oh, that's different. It's got a girl.
Yeah, these guys are out of the LA area. They're talking about LA brews.
LA brews.
You might know.
Doesn't Full Pint already do that?
What?
Full Pint has a podcast. Talk to all these LA people.
They do.
Well, then, this is not new.
No. It's fine. I'll listen to it.
You might know Francesca as the Sicilian Beer Kitten Instagram.
That does sound familiar. I think I do follow.
Does sound familiar.
But they're five episodes deep, so cheers to you guys.
Wow.
Hope you can
cheers, carry get past on. Seven.
Yeah.
Good seven, luck on the
seven's
next,
a watermark.
Good luck on the next 218.
I'm going to say. Oh, all right. Cheers.
Cheers
to all the everybody listening probably has a beer podcast anyway, so I really shouldn't talk any shit.
That's all our listeners.
Thank you, all other beer podcasters that are listening right now. We all appreciate it. One day we'll all do one giant podcast. We'll all be on Skype. There'll be
talking 13, over each other.
1,300 dudes and three girls going, "Whoa! I'm having a double IPA right now. I'm really tasting all the floral notes.
Double ciders, bro."
And that'll be the show. So cheers, you guys. Cheers. Appreciate you listening to the show. We have fun. We like beer. And we like you. Okay?
We do.
And it's really fun to just talk like Scotty B. Cadence. It's just the best. All right, guys. Beer of the episode.
Religious habit.
Ooh.
Double tree's damn close, though.
I'm just going to go double tree.
And I'm not going to make a choice because I don't have to.
Loser.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check them dates.
Check the dates.
Bye.
That's a shit.
It was fun.